Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Pregnancy comes with a long list of things to avoid, including stress. But as Ina Geisler-Solomon, professor of psychology at the University of Haifa, reveals, conception may be too late for offspring to avoid the negative consequences of stress.
My colleagues and I were interested in how stress modulates behavior and gene expression across generations. Studies in humans and animals show that stress to females even before they conceive can affect their children and grandchildren. In this study, we looked for a possible mechanism for these effects, focusing on a gene called CRF1 related to the body's stress response. We studied adolescent female rats that went through a mild stress procedure for 7 days. 2 weeks later, these rats and their non-stress controls were mated. Stress led to an increase in CRF1 expression in the frontal cortex of female rats. Also, there was a dramatic increase in CRF1 expression in the ova of stressed females. Ova, like sperm cells in males, are cells that contain all the genetic information that is passed on to the next generation. In the offspring of stressed female rats, we found that already at birth, they express more CRF1 in the brain. Therefore, it seems that CRF1 is a marker molecule that tracks the stress experience across generations, perhaps via ova, and that maternal care is minimally involved in this particular effect. Another interesting finding is that in adults, CRF1 expression increased in daughters of stressed females, but only if the daughters themselves were exposed to stress. This means that in adults, CRF1 expression is sensitive to the mother's stress experience, individual stress experience, and individual sex. So why is this important? Traditionally, it was believed that only genetic information is transferred across generations via ova and sperm cells. This study contributes to the notion that the parents' experience also affects the ova and can, in fact, be inherited. Many psychiatric illnesses are related to stress. Better understanding of mechanisms can contribute to better diagnosis and treatment.
That was Ina Geisler-Solomon of the University of Haifa. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years, and from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.